We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated, 'cause we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Good morning. It's time for today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. The Flora Assembly of God has Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship begins at 10:30, including a children's service. And join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, here is today's message from God's Word.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there today, and this is the day the Lord hath made. You know, we say that a lot, but if we really would get up each morning and say, Lord, this is your day, what would you have me to do today? You know, a lot of times we what do I want to do? What does Paula want to go do today? And, you know, sometimes it's where we need to really pray and say, God, guide my footsteps today. Take me in the places you want me to go, and help me to not be and going the wrong way. We're going to talk today about at your limit and want to give in, to give up. Are you at your limit to where you just want to throw your hands up and say, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to go anywhere. I feel like I just want to throw my hands up and just quit. You know, that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to throw in the towel and say, I'm done. And, you know, as it gets closer and closer to the Lord coming back, you know, there's going to be where we have things that are thrown at us. And if we don't have the word in our heart and guarding our heart and putting on the armor of God, that's what we're going to talk about in a couple of weeks. But, you know, the thing is, if we don't have those things, it's easier for our flesh just to say, hey, I'm done. I give up. I don't want to do it no more. I'm not going to do the things that I know I should. But that's the wrong attitude for a child of God. In Joshua, the third chapter, the eighth verse, it says, and ye shall command the priest who bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. They stood still. They were waiting. Brink means to the edge or the end or the limit. You know, a lot of us would say, well, where are we going to go? We're standing here in the river or in the Jordan. What are we going to do? God has a plan for everything that we have in our life if we look to Him first and not try to work it out in ourselves. So many times we want to take the reins and say, oh Lord, I can do this. I can take care of this. But if we let Him have the reins and let Him do it, then it's going to be a lot easier and a lot better, and we're not going to mess it up. In the multitude, thousands every day, came to a place in their life where it seems there is no help. They can't go any further. They have come to the end, and they have went their limit. They have reached the end of the rope. And our pastor, he says, you know, if you've failed or you give up and you've maybe done something wrong, maybe 50 times, then you get up and you hold on and you go for the 51. You know, Dad used to say, well, you tie a knot in the end of the rope and you hold on for dear life. And that's what we got to do. Satan has put so much pressure upon us that you know, we can't cope with what we need to in life. But when you have the Lord and the Holy Spirit in your life and you're allowing God to lead you and direct you, you know, it's easier to go through that life. Are we still going to have trials and tribulations? Yes. He didn't say it was going to be easy. That, you know, they can't go any further. And so, in turn, They do a lot of foolish things. We do sometimes, you know, when we get to that end of that rope and we do a lot of silly things that we most generally wouldn't do. You know, it's crazy, but we've got to allow God to lead us and guide us. We've got to hang on to that last knot in the rope. Israel came to the end of the journey. It seemed that they were at the end of their rope. They had came through the Red Sea. They had came through the wilderness. And now they're standing on the edge of Jordan. You know, the thing is, they couldn't go any further, and there was nothing behind them that could help them. But they had a God. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but Israel is God's chosen people. That is His chosen people. And right now, you know, with all the stuff that's going on over there, we should be praying for Israel. We should be praying for, you know, those people and the land, because, you know, that's going to be where God comes back, and when He comes back for us, but He's going to make it His throne there, and that's where a lot of Jewish people are going to be deceived, because they're going to the Antichrist is going to make it look like He is the Messiah, and the thing is, you know, it's just so much that we need to be aware of. In Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse through the 29th verse, it talks about a certain woman who had been sick for 12 years, and she had went to every known physician of her time. She had spent all of her money. She was sure that she was going to die. She was sure that she had it already made up in her mind. She was on the road to sure death, and she was standing at the brink of life. But we all know the story. We know what happened. We know that when she pressed through and she touched the hem of His garment, she just touched the hem of His clothes, and she was made whole. You know, the thing is, sometimes we're at the end of our rope. We're at the end of life, and we don't know what to do. But we need to reach out and just touch Jesus, to reach out and say, Lord, I need You. I need You above everything. I can't make it through this life without You. I know that, you know, a lot of times we look at the past and we see loved ones that we've lost, and we see the things around about us, and it would be so easy just to say, Lord, I'm done. But then our life eternally would be done. We would have to burn. We would burn in a devil's hell for the rest of our lives. And I know people. Some people they don't believe that God will send anybody to hell. Well, God doesn't send anybody to hell. He gives you a choice. You have a choice to not do it, to serve Him, or to not serve Him. And He's given all of us that choice. And what we do with that choice is, you know, the outcome. Paul had been taken prisoner and is being sent to Rome to appear before Caesar. That's in Acts, the 27th chapter, 14th through the 44th verse. He tells us that a hurricane came up and that the ship was caught. This was in verse 20. You know, and the waves were going. And the thing is, you know, the storm was about to take him. But the thing is, God was in control. And it's something to where it was where they didn't know what to do, but they were at the brink of their destination, their destruction. They were at where they didn't know where else to go. But when it seemed that all was lost, God stepped in. God took care of it. In Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, 27th verse, it says, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Let's do that again. Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, the 27th verse. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Sometimes we make it too hard. Sometimes we're the ones that stop the prayers from being answered. You know, a lot of times we don't think about it, but our words can stop. Say we pray for a certain thing and we pray, Lord, I want you to take care of this for me. And we voice it. And then in the next voice after we get up from prayer, well, I don't feel good. Well, I just probably will die with this thing. You think about that sometimes when we're praying. Sometimes we defeat our own prayer before God even has a chance to answer it. Now, I know somebody's probably thinking, Sister Paula, that's crazy. You're just off in a limb. But no, it's true. The Word tells us that we have power and life and death in the tongue. We have the ability to watch what we say and what comes out of our mouth. And we need to watch that. Well, does bad things still happen? Yeah, sometimes it does. But the thing is, that doesn't mean that we caused it or something. But the thing is, if we would watch what we say and watch the words and speak the Word of God instead of the fleshly words that come out of our mouth, then God is where He's more in control of the situation. So many times we stop the hand of God by what we say and do. An example. This is maybe a silly one. Maybe the doctors told you, you know, don't eat these certain foods so that your body will not go on further into an illness. But what do? We take and we start, well, I like that. I want to eat that. And we know knowingly that if we eat it or drink it, that it's going to cause us to be even more sick. Those are the little things that sometimes we don't think about. It's something to where we want God to heal us, but in the same sense, we don't want to do what we're supposed to in our own body. I know that may sound silly in a way, but that's, you know, how it is sometimes. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No, there's nothing too hard for God. As long as we allow Him to be in control and to take the reins and to do what He wants to do in our lives and let us follow in His footsteps, not Him follow in our footsteps. Sometimes we want to be the leader. Sometimes we want to take and say, okay, God, I want to go this way. Come on, you go. You come with me. But that's not what He wants. We have to be in submission to the Lord and do what He'd have us to do in every area of our life. He loves us. He died for us. He died and took our sins that we might have eternal life with Him and not perish in a devil's hell. That's something to think about. So when you feel like you're at the brink of your day or the brink of your life, take that rope and hold on to the knot. Lord, please help me to hang on tight. Lord, give me the strength to go through the day today. Guide my footsteps, Lord, where You would have me to go and what You would have me to say. Lord, it's something to where I want to be in Your will. I want to be in the will of the Lord. So if you feel like giving up today, get down on your knees and say, Lord, please forgive me. And Lord, help me to be where I'm going to go strong in You. Lord, that I'm going to walk in Your footsteps. It's like the saying that they had where there was only one set of footprints in the sand. You know, and we all have heard that. But the thing is, it was where He was carrying us. And if we feel like we're at the end of our limit and we can't go any further and things don't seem like there's hope. You know, I did a little I wouldn't say sermon, but a talk or something on, and the word hope means to expect the impossible, to look for something, you know, that's impossible. And we've already read this. Is there anything too hard for me? God said that. Is there anything too hard for me? No, there's not. So reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and keep your relationship in God. Don't let it be where one day you go without talking to Him or reading His Word. The thing is, you know, so many times in a relationship, we have to work at it. A relationship with your husband or with a boyfriend, it's where you have to communicate. You have to share things with each other. You have to talk with each other, you know. And the thing is, that's how your relationship grows. So how do you think your personal relationship with the Lord should grow? You can't just leave Him on a shelf and just take Him down when you want Him. And I didn't mean that in a bad way, but the thing is, it's something to where we have to commune with God on a daily basis, sometimes on an hourly and a minute basis. There's a lot of times I'll be driving down the road and, Lord, You take this situation and, Lord, You work it out. You know what we have need of. And He does. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. So, you know, as you're reaching out today, Lord, help me to not be at the brink. Lord, help me to be above and not beneath. Help me, Lord. The Word tells us that we are a winner and not a loser, that we are above and not beneath. The thing is, it's something to where we are in Him. We have life and have it more abundantly, as long as we are having that relationship with Jesus and communicating with Him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for today. I thank You, Lord, that our footsteps are ordered by You as long as we allow You to do it. Sometimes we get out of Your will unknowingly. And Lord, I just ask You to reach down and touch those lives that feel like that they're at the end of their rope, that, Lord, this is it, that they will know that You are there with Your hand extended and reaching out for them to take a hold. Lord, we just pray and love You. And Lord, I thank You for being there. I thank You, Lord, that there isn't anything too great for You to do. Lord, as long as we are praying Your word and living the way that You'd have us to be, Lord, I ask You to just reach out to those people today to bless them. I ask You to just be with us in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to today's message from the Flora Assembly of God at 730 Seminary Street in Flora. Sunday school is at 9:30 this morning, and Sunday morning worship service, including a children's sermon, begins at 10:30. Join them for Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. Have a blessed day.